A bacterium swims through a microscopic world, sensing chemicals in its environment. When it detects food molecules increasing in concentration, it keeps swimming straight. When the concentration drops, it tumbles randomly, reorienting until it finds a better direction. No brain, no neurons, yet this single-celled organism is making decisions that matter to its survival. This simple act contains something revolutionary: agency, the power to act for reasons, to choose, to matter. For billions of years before life emerged, the universe was just matter bumping into matter according to physical laws. Nothing was doing anything. Things merely happened. Then life appeared, and with it came something entirely new: entities that actively maintain themselves, that strive, that have goals. This wasn't magic or mysticism. It was chemistry organizing itself in a way that created meaning where none existed before. A rock rolling downhill has consequences, but no purpose. A bacterium swimming toward nutrients has both, and that changes everything. Life's first revolutionary innovation was the cell membrane, a fatty double layer that seems almost trivially simple, yet fundamentally transformed causation itself. Before membranes, chemical reactions flowed freely toward equilibrium, like water seeking the lowest level. Membranes changed the game by creating an inside and an outside, a boundary that could be controlled. Protein channels embedded in these membranes act as gatekeepers, selectively allowing certain molecules in while keeping others out. This isn't passive filtering, it's active management powered by energy. Early cells harnessed energy from hydrothermal vents, where natural chemical gradients drove reactions, building complex molecules. Inside these protected spaces, metabolic networks emerged, interlocking cycles that continuously rebuild the cell's components. Like a whirlpool in a stream, the water molecules constantly change, but the pattern persists. The cell became a self-sustaining pattern fighting disorder, creating causal insulation. It maintained itself despite the environment, not just in response to it. DNA evolved as a stable molecular library encoding instructions. When cells gained the ability to replicate, evolution through natural selection became possible. Organisms better at persisting multiplied, introducing purpose to the universe. A universe without life has no values, but with life, everything suddenly matters. As organisms multiplied, they consumed resources and degraded their environment. Baker's yeast evolved to switch metabolic pathways based on oxygen availability. Bacteria developed regulatory systems, producing enzymes only when needed. But internal flexibility has limits. When your neighborhood becomes uninhabitable, you need a more radical solution. Leave. Movement freed early organisms from environmental dependence, but created a navigation challenge. Single cells evolved remarkable locomotion. Coordinated cilia beating in waves, flagella spinning like propellers, pseudopods pulling cells forward. This mobility demanded sensory systems, membrane proteins detecting specific molecules without breaching cellular integrity, creating primitive environmental representations. Natural selection refined these sensors to detect genuinely relevant stimuli, nutrients, toxins, predators, or reliable danger indicators. Even bacteria like E. coli employ sophisticated chemotaxis, comparing chemical concentrations over time using molecular memory. When attractant levels rise, they swim forward. When levels drop, they tumble randomly to reorient. This represents informational causation. Organisms act not merely from physical forces, but based on what signals mean for survival. For life to achieve true complexity, it needed an energy breakthrough. The solution emerged through unlikely partnership. Larger archaeal cells engulfed bacteria, which became permanent residents, mitochondria, the powerhouses producing ATP energy molecules. The mitochondrial partnership created an energy surplus, enabling cells to grow in complexity. Multicellularity emerged when genetically identical cells formed collectives. In Dictyostelium amoebas, individual cells aggregate during harsh conditions, with some sacrificing reproduction to form a stock, helping others survive. Cooperation works because only genetic relatives aggregate, eliminating evolutionary conflict. Size became advantageous. Larger organisms consume smaller ones while being harder to eat, creating evolutionary arms races for better perception and faster action. Coordinating multicellular bodies for rapid movements required neurons, specialized cells that generate electrical signals and communicate through chemical neurotransmitters at synapses. Their extraordinary morphology allows long projections to connect distant body parts, collecting signals from many sources through branching dendrites. In simple creatures like Hydra, neurons form a diffuse net. In C. elegans, a sophisticated hierarchy emerges with specialized sensory neurons, interneurons that integrate information, and motor neurons that drive action. Most significantly, C. elegans can learn from experience, developing individual responses beyond hardwired instincts. Vision and hearing transformed how organisms understand their world. Unlike smell and touch, which require contact, these senses detect distant disturbances, a predator moving through grass, prey rustling leaves, enabling mental maps and threat categorization before physical encounter. As life moved onto land, visual abilities grew sophisticated. The retina's layered structure enhances contrast by comparing neighboring cells' activity. Bipolar cells convert photoreceptor signals into excitatory and inhibitory inputs, allowing retinal ganglion cells to detect contrasts in light intensity and wavelength. Color isn't inherent in the world. It's a perceptual creation by our nervous system to enhance object discrimination. In mammals, visual information flows through a processing hierarchy. The primary visual cortex receives spatially mapped retinal signals, with neurons detecting features like lines and edges. Higher areas process increasingly complex features, eventually recognizing objects like faces. This represents a profound shift. Extensive internal processing now occurs before informing behavior. Vision faces a fundamental challenge. Many different object arrangements could produce identical retinal patterns. Your brain must solve this inverse problem by inferring what's causing detected patterns. Perception isn't just bottom-up processing, it's shaped by top-down expectations from higher brain areas. A crucial challenge is distinguishing changes caused by objects moving versus your own movement. The brain solves this by sending an internal copy of movement commands to the visual system before execution. The organism must include itself in its model of the world. This necessity to distinguish self-caused from non-self-caused movements may be the origin of subjectivity itself, having not just a point of view, but the experience of being a self. As perception evolved, so did action selection. Memory systems enabled organisms to plan ahead. The midbrain's tectum maps sensory information onto behaviors. When multiple threats appear, averaging responses works. Dangers left and right suggests moving forward. But for attractive options, winner-takes-all competition, through mutual inhibition, ensures one action dominance. The forebrain evolved crucial decision-making structures, the hippocampus for learning and memory, the thalamus controlling information flow, and the basal ganglia mediating action selection. These form nested circuits, integrating with dopamine and serotonin signals, conveying reward, punishment, and surprise. We recognize objects while inferring affordances, the action possibilities they offer. The hypothalamus monitors internal states, like energy and temperature, generating motivational signals experienced as hunger, thirst, and fear. Before acting, we internally simulate possible actions and predict outcomes. This offline evaluation avoids dangerous real-world trial and error. Many argue free will is illusory because the universe follows deterministic laws. However, quantum indeterminacy introduces genuine randomness at the subatomic level that doesn't average out in complex brains, creating causal slack, allowing higher-level features to influence outcomes. Neural variability creates noise, presenting both challenge and opportunity. Animals benefit from unpredictable behavior. Cockroaches select escape angles randomly, preventing predators from anticipating movements. William James proposed a two-stage model. Possible actions spring to mind with some randomness, then the agent deliberately selects based on goals and predicted outcomes, incorporating indeterminacy while preserving agency. Living organisms maintain causal insulation from their environment, holding themselves apart from thermodynamic equilibrium while sampling relevant information. Neurons integrate inputs from multiple sources, creating higher-order patterns through their firing that represent beliefs, internal states, and intentions. What matters is the larger-scale pattern, not specific implementation details. The same meaning can be realized physically in different ways, like words conveying identical meaning across different fonts. While personality traits are morally neutral predispositions, character traits carry moral weight. They're virtues or vices developed through habit rather than merely inherited. As Lao Tzu observed, "Watch your actions, they become habit. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny." Mental causation is real. The meaning of neural patterns drives brain activity, not just physical properties. We possess degrees of freedom, the ability to make choices not simply determined by outside forces, because we're causally insulated and we, holistically, are in charge. We can consciously control not just isolated actions, but our forward-looking behavioral policies, shaping who we become through deliberate practice.